Getting something for my lunch, right, on the way from the Scissor Hands Academy, as they call it, HQ, to Radio 1, and I was in one of those kind of mini supermarkets, you know?
Yeah.
The ones that are quite good, but not as good as the main big ones, right? And there's a woman walking around in one of the aisles, eating a sandwich and browsing at the other items, and some crisps, before she had got to the checkout and bought it. I don't like that.
What's
it happens all
that?
The time. What?
There's nothing wrong with
that. Because you haven't paid for it yet, so you shouldn't be eating it. It happens with people with drinks all the time as
I do that all the time.
It's horrible. It's really chaff. Magic numbers, take a chance on Radio 1. Apparently, the thing where you eat and drink in the supermarket before paying for it is known as grazing. A lot of people do it.
I don't understand why you have a problem with it.
Radio 1, hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that, please?
Steve Mumford.
All right, Steve, where are you?
Asherswood. Oh, he's printed.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm right, yeah.
So you work in a supermarket, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
They always come to the till with, and it's all the food that opened, so you, like, nearly drop it and stuff like that.
Right.
It's really annoying.
How often does it happen?
Quite often, yeah.
And what do they kind of come to the counter with, normally?
Crisps, half-eaten drinks, all sorts of things.
It's just a lack of manners. It's just, like, show some restraint, you know?
It's absolutely fine. You take a kid shopping, right? They're moaning, they're crying, blah, 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 shove a baguette in their gob, they're happy.
You can't just snack around supermarkets.
Yes, you can.
It's not a restaurant, is it?
Look, I was doing the big shop, I was thirsty, I got a drink and I started drinking it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Oh, I don't... There's something wrong about it.
There's bigger things to worry about.
I don't think so. I just think it's really rude. You're there to buy the food and drink, not to eat and drink it. Right, where are you now, Laura?
I'm outside a supermarket at the moment.
This is because earlier today I was quite annoyed by somebody eating food in the supermarket before they bought it. It so winds me up.
Really got you going, didn't it? Really got you angry.
Just buy it and then take it home and eat it. It's just rude.
I think you're getting yourself worked up about nothing, but...
Yeah. I just think it's wrong.
Okay.
Laura, however, and you think it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how far you can go before it becomes completely unacceptable. Laura, you're outside the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
I'd like you to walk in, if you could.
Okay, hang on.
Now, we've chosen a few things to put in Laura's basket. Let me know when you're ready to go wild in the aisles.
Okay, hang on.
We'll make you do a trolley dash as well.
Right, I'm going in now.
Okay.
Okay.
You in?
Yeah.
Okay, Laura?
Yeah?
I've got a few things you need to pick up from the supermarket, alright?
Okay.
Here's your shopping list.
Right.
I'm going to play a record, and if you can get them while I play the record.
Okay.
Okay, some milk.
Right.
Any cereal of your choosing.
Yeah.
Preferably one with a free gift.
Yeah.
Some bread.
Uh-huh.
Some cheese.
Yeah.
Some ham.
Yeah.
And some ketchup.
Ketchup, all right.
Milk, cereal, cheese, ham, bread, ketchup.
I don't think we should go with ketchup.
I want ketchup.
You want ketchup?
Right.
Okay.
I'll leave it with you, Laura.
All right, then.
Also, Laura, get yourself a drink as well, because you must be thirsty.
Yeah, I am.
All right?
All right.
Get yourself a drink now. I'll come back to you in a minute.
Okay.
Speak in a minute. Radio 1. All right, Laura.
Hiya.
Right, have you got what I need?
Yeah, I've got cereal, milk, a drink for myself, some cheese, ham, bread and some ketchup. Squeezy.
I hate it when people eat stuff or drink stuff in supermarkets, so we're going to see how far we can take that today.
Mm-hmm.
You're weird.
You think it's all right?
I think there's no problem with it whatsoever.
All right, Laura.
Yeah?
If you look in your bag...
Yeah?
We've packed something quite special in there for you.
Right.
Okay, have a look.
It's a tartan, like, blanket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely.
And some, like, plastic crockery.
That's right. It's time for a supermarket picnic. Right, so if you just picture the scene, Laura is in the middle of a busy supermarket.
Are you in an aisle, or are you at the end of an aisle?
I'm at the end of an aisle.
Okay, right.
She has with her some milk, some cereal, some bread, some cheese, some ham, and some ketchup in a basket. And also, in the bag we've given her, some cutlery and a lovely tartan rug. Now, I'd like you to sit yourself down on the floor of the supermarket.
Okay.
Make yourself comfy.
Okay.
Right.
On the rug.
On the rug.
Hang on. I've got to flick it out.
That's right, lie it out nice and flat.
Make yourself comfy.
Right, okay.
What aisle are you in, or the end of the aisle?
I'm at the end of aisle 1 and 2, near the cordial.
Anybody looking around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, maybe, start off by having some drink. Okay. Have a sip of your drink.
Okay. Yep.
Nice, was that refreshing?
Yeah.
What drink is it?
Just some water, Scott, because I'm watching my figure.
Yeah, very healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe ask some people around you if they'd like to try some water.
Okay. Excuse me, do you need any water? Are you okay? you don't want to dehydrate.
Hey, remember, Laura, if you're single, it's a great place to pull a supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
You could wine and dine someone on the rug.
A romantic meal for two at the top of aisle one by the cordial.
How do you fancy some cereal now?
Yeah?
Yeah, open up the packet.
Okay.
Is there a free gift in there?
Yeah, it's some kind of, like, car thing.
Okay. Now, is there a plastic lining inside the cereal box?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do, no need for a bowl, is just get your milk.
Yeah.
And pour it into the cereal box. Hey, presto.
You're ready-made
milk and cereal.
Cereal milk.
Why do people use a bowl?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, just pour the milk in.
Hang on, I'm just need to open it. All of it?
Well, as much as you feel necessary.
Yeah. There you go, it's got all gone in there.
Yep.
Yep.
It's not leaking out, is it?
No.
Good. And then just have a bit of cereal.
Hey, can you hear it crackling?
Mmm. What is the free gift?
It's a car.
It's a car, wow.
Did you get that out before you poured the milk in?
Oh, it's leaking now.
No, don't no, forget it. Importantly, did you get the free gift out before you put the milk in?
No.
Oh, rubbish.
Oh.
I wanted that.
Right, so the cereal box is leaking a little bit, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Are you eating the cereal?
Yeah.
Excellent. Have some more.
Is there anybody around you at the moment?
Yeah.
All right.
What are they thinking, do you think?
I don't know. There's a guy putting more juice on the shelf.
He's not, but they're not... They're not doing anything.
No, he clearly works here and he's fine with me doing this.
Yeah. This probably happens all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so have you had enough cereal now, do you think?
Yeah, I'm sick of that.
Yeah, I thought of that. Okay, Laura?
Yeah.
Get the bread?
Yeah.
Get out a couple of slices?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want you to put the cheese and ham on one slice of the bread.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then maybe go and ask the person that works there that you can see where you can get some pickle.
Okay.
What kind of cheese have you gone for?
A mature English white cheddar.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Well, I've just put some ham on.
See, I thought you'd gone wrong with the ketchup, Scott. You don't want ketchup on that.
I'm going to try and find some pickle.
Remember to ask the people that work there. That's what they're there for.
Okay.
To help.
Okay.
I bet they don't know which aisle the pickles are. They never do.
Excuse me, do you know where I can find some pickle? Oh, that's wicked. Thank you.
Has nobody battered an eyelid at the moment?
No, not at all. I'm walking around with a half-made sandwich in my hand.
So you have a slice of bread in your hand with ham and cheese on it, and you just ask somebody who works there where you can get pickle for the sandwich?
Yeah.
And they just told you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, make a sandwich.
Oh.
Oh, I heard it pop, though.
It's a bit tough to open.
They can be, can't they?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Ah. Oh. Got a bit on the floor. There you go.
Right, we'll leave Laura there making a sandwich. I can't believe no one's stopped her so far. No. Right, All Saints are in after 5 o'clock. One of our top lineup for Chart Show Live this Sunday in Brighton. Got a question for him. I can ask it for you. Actually, we'll call you back and you can ask it. Send a text now to 81199. or give us a ring on 08700 100 100. We'll put your question to All Saints after 5 o'clock. Anything you want. 81199 08700 100 100. Right, I was talking earlier about a woman today when I was getting my lunch. She was eating some crisps and a sandwich before buying in a supermarket. That's not right.
Really annoyed you. I just think
it's really tacky. Real tacky. And we've sent Laura out to the supermarket nearest Radio 1 to find out how far we can take this to the extreme. So Laura is now in the supermarket making a sandwich.
Mm.
Pretty good, eh?
Well.
Are you complete? Is nobody at all doing anything?
No.
I just got this image of her just in this massive picnic rug. Some cereal that's leaking out of a box because of milk being poured in.
And now a sandwich.
Right, this isn't working, is it, Laura?
No.
Right, can you maybe find somebody else that works there? Get a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Right, and then ask them if they've got a bottle opener.
Okay.
You're going to have to up the ante here a bit because this is not working.
Okay. Excuse me. So you don't have a bottle opener, do you?
I'm afraid
no. No? Okay.
Sorry. You have to get a screw top, then.
A screw top?
Yeah.
Oh. That's a nice one.
You got some?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. It's a very civilised meal, though, isn't it? A nice cheese, ham and pickle sandwich and a glass of wine. They said there's no glasses, she's just drinking out of a bottle, obviously.
Surely someone's going to come along in a minute. Are you having the wine now?
Indeed.
Out of the bottle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised, but I think I have to admit defeat here.
Mm. Yeah.
You can have a full-scale banquet in the middle of the aisle of a supermarket.
Yeah.
On a tartan rug, eating cereal.
Sandwiches.
And quaffing wine.
Mm.
See, I told you that as long as you don't actually walk out the store with the food, as long as you pay for it, they don't care.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
You can just eat whatever you want in the supermarket, pay
at the end. Wine, I don't care. As long as you pay for it. Okay, Laura, now just walk out of the supermarket and see how far you get.
No! I'm not doing that.
All right, then, go and pay for the goods.
Okay.
I can't believe that. I really can't.
I tried to tell you. You should listen to me more.
All right, come back, Laura.
All right.